You want another cup of tea then, Rob?
Ta.
I'll give us your cup here.
Ta.
Can't you say thank you?
Huh? Oh, you're sorry.
Oh, you'll have to butt your ideas up a bit when we get on that estate.
Yeah.
Elm Tree Farm Estate. You do care about Elm Tree Farm Estate, don't you?
Of course I do.
You want us to get on in the world and have a nice home and sort of belong.
Of course.
Don't want to end up like your dad. Cough, cough, cough from morning till night. Alone.
Not his fault he's alone.
No, but it's his fault he's a failure. Well, look around you. Just look. 58 years old and what's he got to show for it? Few sticks of furniture that you'd have to pay someone to take away.
Oh, silly are you?
Well, serve him right if he did.
Now, leave it out, Sue. You mind if I have a smoke?
Oh, please yourself. If you want to end up like him, that's your affair.
Well, I'm a bit tense, aren't I? I mean, I won't be seeing him no more after today, will I?
Oh, I see. Getting cold feet now, are we?
No.
Oh, having a change of heart, are we? Listen, my lad, you signed the form same as what I did.
It's for the best. I know that.
Don't you go forgetting it then, eh? Things have gone too far anyway.
But they said we can back out any time, right up to the secondary injection. What's the matter, Sue?
You know I've set my heart on a house.
We should have sent him to a home.
He's not old enough to get into a home.
A hospital, then.
He's not ill enough. Besides, what's he got to live for? His life's over, Rob. You've heard him say so often enough. We've got to start thinking of ourselves. We need that grant the government give us. Where else are we going to get £5,000?
I suppose you're right. I don't know. 58's no age at all. Most men of Dad's age are just starting to look forward to retirement.
Retirement? Oh, don't make me laugh. Your Dad's been retired ever since I've known him. Oh, come on, get this table cleared, and then you can wash up. And get Dad to help you.
Yeah.
I'm off to get ready. We're due at the clinic at 2:30. Here, Dad, you're wanted in the kitchen.
Where's your Juliet, son?
I've gone to get ready, Dad. Here, give us a hand with these plates.
Yeah, Rob.
Well, look, hold up there. I'll get you a glass of water.
I'll give you
a... Now, there you go, Dad. Now, get that down.
Yeah.
Come on, lions drink it.
Yeah, it's okay, son. A bit of a tickle in the old throat, that's all.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think my chest's clearing up at last.
You haven't forgotten?
No. No, of course not. I'm ready, son. It's just like before a fight. Touch the old butterflies, you know what I mean? Yeah, when I was boxing regular down the youth club, I always felt a bit, well, queasy before I win the ring. Feel like that now. This is the big one, all right.
Look, Dad, if you want to pull out, say the word, and I'll get on the blow and I'll tell them it's all right.
Oh, that's all right, boy. I know where my duty lies, what's best for the family and that.
It's you we're thinking about,
course,
Dad.
Of course you are. Think I don't know that? Listen, son, I don't know what I'd have done without you and Sue to look after me. Remember last winter when I was took bad? You two come round, took me over to your place. I stayed with you all that week, right up to Christmas Eve. Now you rang me up, New Year's Day. I don't forget things like that, son.
We wanted to keep you over Christmas, so...
Don't worry about that, son. I understand. I mean, I was very snug here. That electric fire you give me. Well, it looks like a real fire. I mean, you could hardly tell the difference them coals looks alive like. Feet up in front of the old fire, the old meat of whirring away under the stairs. I was all right, boy.
Sue said we was to do the washing up.
More than likely.
Well, you sit down.
No, I want to help. Oh, well, all right, then. Let's just sit and have a fag, shall we?
Why not?
Yeah. Oh, needed that.
You want me to put the kettle on?
No, no, let's just stay here, have a bit of a nap.
Okay.
Well, son, this is it then.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had some good times together, you and me, and your mother when she was alive. Remember when you was a nipper, I used to take you down the park? Used to go on a swing and a slide.
Oh, you remember the time I shot off the end of the slide and cut my knee?
No.
Well, you must do. You nipped into the crown, and when you come out, I was sitting by the slide yelling my eyes out.
No, 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 son, you've got it wrong. So after you come off the slide, I went in the crown. I was looking for your mother, you see.
Oh, yeah. I remember Mum's funeral.
Yeah.
There was all that snow on the ground. Everything was white. Even the sky was white. There was just this black hole in the middle of the whiteness. You were wearing a navy blue overcoat and a black scarf.
That's right, son.
Your eyes were red and watery.
Well, it was a cruel wind that day.
Then we come back here, and it was all quiet-like. And then you went upstairs for a lie-down.
I was upset, son. Your mother meant a lot to me. Gee, that's a funny thing. When I woke up, I saw your mother's glasses on the dressing table. Just for a moment, I forgot she was dead. I'll give her a shout to get the kettle on.
I was watching this Western on the box, wasn't I? John Wayne was in it.
Yeah, usually him in a Western, eh? A man's got to do what a man's got to do. Yeah, mind you, that's about the size of it. Duty and that. You're mean, Rob. We weren't put into this world just to be selfish. We're all here to help one another. Keep an eye open for the bloke next door.
I'd best get started on this washing up.
I thought we was going to have a chat.
Well, we've had a chat.
It's the last one, son.
Well, I know that,
well,
Dan,
you
but...
won't see me no more after today. I'll be gone before the sun sets. This time tomorrow, just be a handful of ashes.
Dad.
Well, it's true, isn't it? Refuse. It's what I'll be. Not I'll complain in mine. I ain't had a bad life, all things considered. One or two regrets, of course. I always wanted you to be a doctor or a dentist or something like that. Hey, there wasn't the money, you see.
Oh, I hadn't got the brains, Dad, you know that.
Well, it was that, too. Still, we can't all be walking brain boxes, can we? We can still lead useful lives without being college-educated. Hey, you take me, for instance. I supported your mother all them years. I brought you up. You always had enough to eat and clothes to wear. I had to make sacrifices. Of course I did. One more won't kill me.
Here. Look, Dad. Cop hold of this.
Hmm?
It's half a bottle of scotch. Now, just
in case. You shouldn't have. You're saving up for the new house.
Look, slip it in your pocket and not a word to anyone, right? Especially sir.
Ah, dear son. You never know when it might come in handy, eh? Well, I can see you want to get on with the dishes like Sue told you to. I'll be nipping upstairs to get me things together. I'd just like a few minutes to myself to have a bit of a think and a last look round the old place, eh? Give us a shout when you're ready.
Yeah.
You done that yet, Rob?
I'm just finishing. Dad wanted a chat, like.
You had a chat last night. I was sitting up in bed till gone one waiting for you to come up. I don't know what you found to talk about.
Old times are now.
You've let him get to you, haven't you? I warned you.
My father won't go back on his word, sir.
Your father won't listen.
No, you listen. For once in your life, you listen. If Dad's changed his mind about being gentle to Wade, then that's all right by me. It's his life to do with as he chooses.
It's not just his life, love. It's our life, too. It's within his power to change our life together. Just by being gentled away. Your dad can alter our lifestyle beyond recognition. Just think. A place of our own instead of a council flat. Oh, don't know about you, Rob, but I can't stand that flat much longer. We can't have kids in a place like that. People who planned those high-rise flats don't have to live in them. It's us who have to put up with the filthy lifts that are always going wrong.
All right. There's no need to go on. I'm all for the new house. Only, I don't want Dad sacrificing himself to give us the down payment, that's all.
It's about time you did a bit of sacrificing, if you ask me.
Turn it up, Sue. He is my father, you know.
Well, I think I'd better have a word with him. You hurry up and get them dinner things finished.
Dad? You up there?
Yeah, I'm in the bedroom.
So there you are. You're not even dressed yet.
No, well, I was thinking, wasn't I? I was sort of lying down and mulling over things in my mind, reviewing me life.
Don't be so morbid. Now what's the matter?
I'm scared, Gil.
There's nothing to be scared of, Dad. You don't feel a thing. Just the prick of the needle. Then, within about 10 seconds, you're sort of drowsy and yet happy. They say it's like floating.
I've had my life, haven't I?
That's right, Dad.
Like the government said, I'm making way for the young. It's a patriotic duty, like fighting for your country.
Yeah, just think of it. No more worries. No more lying awake at night, coughing your heart up. You'll never have to clock on again. Well, it's like freedom, really.
Plus, I'm doing something for you and Rob.
Something you've always wanted to do.
Helping others. It can't be bad. Do you think there's a God?
Of course not, silly. You've got nothing to worry about. You take it from me. You simply fall happily asleep. That's it. Now, give me your tie and I'll help you on with it.
Do I have to wear a tie?
You want to look nice, don't you?
Well, not particularly. Don't matter how I look.
Oh, for Rob's sake. You want your son to be proud of you, don't you?
Is he proud of me?
Not many. You're his dad and you've offered to be gentled away to make his lot that bit easier. Proud? Well, he's over the moon with you. He was just now saying in the kitchen. Sue, he says. Sue, I never thought the old man had it in him to make a really major sacrifice of himself.
Say that.
Oh, a lot more besides, too. You've gone up in his estimation 100%.
Well, I always try to be a good father to him.
Hold still while I make you nice.
Well, I want him to better himself.
Hold still, can't you?
Townhouse on Elmwood Farm Estate, ain't it?
Give us a comb.
Yeah. Tug. I suppose you get a good class of people on that estate. Doctors, businessmen and such like. What I want to know is...
I thought I told you to wash your hair.
I did wash it. I washed it in the sink last night before I went to bed.
Well, it doesn't smell like it.
How do you know you won't feel out of your depth up on our estate? Among them doctors and educated people. Don't know how to put you down, people like that.
No one's going to put me down, Dad. There. Don't you look smart.
Well, they'll put Rob down. He's never been very bright, but he is sensitive. Always was and always will be. Cried his eyes out when his mum died. Imaginative, too. Well, it gets that from me.
You worry your head about Rob. You leave Rob to me. I'll take care of him.
He's frightened of you, Sue.
So he should be. I want him to get on in a world. I want to make something of him.
Yeah.
He'll thank me for it one day.
Well, we about ready for the orphan?
Ready when you are, Dad. Got your green card? The one they gave you at the clinic?
Yeah.
Oh, look in your inside pocket.
Yeah, but this is...
That's the one. Would you like to go and sit in the car, then?
I just want to slip down the yard first.
It's all right, but hurry up.
Dad?
And wash your hands.
Well, come on, Sue. And give him a minute to himself, OK?
Yeah. You got the bag for his things afterwards?
It's in the car. Well, come on. Huh, fair old place this for a clinic, eh, Dad?
Yeah, more like a 5-star hotel. What, they even serve drinks?
Not for you, they don't. Only yellow card holders are entitled to drinks.
Well, why is that?
Your people with green cards, well, they're not allowed alcohol on the
cat.
Stop rabbiting, Dad. Nice chairs and that, eh? Don't reckon the music, though, eh, Sue?
I love the curtains. Oh, I'd like some just like them in the new house.
Would Mr. Reginald Pike please go to reception? Mr. Pike to reception, please. Thank you.
That's you, Dad. Off you go, then. Get yourself processed.
Processed? You don't mean...
No, no, it's just a bit of paperwork, that's all.
Oh, blimey. Talk for a minute.
Don't you remember, Dad, what it said in the leaflet? You have to sign a form just to prove you came, like. It's just for their records.
Oh. I'm with you now. Right, well, I'll nip over to reception then.
You want me to go with you, Dad?
No, I'll be right. I'll see you in a minute. Afternoon, nurse. I'm Mr. Pike.
Mr. who?
Mr. Pike, Mr. Reginald Pike.
Oh, yes. Your entry time is 2:30.
That's right. I don't know if...
Have you got a green card?
Yeah, I got it somewhere. Here we are. Mm-hmm. One green card coming up.
Oh, it's all crumpled. What on earth have you been doing with it?
Nothing, I only...
Never mind. You'll have to fill in a new one. Now go straight to room 12, through the swing doors and first on the left. Just knock on the door and wait.
What's all the hold-up, then?
There's no hold-up. Are you a relation?
No, I'm his daughter-in-law, and I want to know...
Room 12, Mr. Pike.
Here, I'm talking to you.
I'm extremely busy.
Just you listen
to
me.
What's all
the
hassle?
You keep out of this, Rob. This woman's trying to give me the runaround. Well, I'm not standing for that.
Will you come with me, Mr. Pike? I'll show you to room 12.
Oh, Tom.
Now, I want a word with you when you get back, nurse.
This way, Mr. Pike.
Oh, Tom. Sorry about all that carry-on.
Oh, perfectly all right. One expects a certain degree of edginess. Was it still raining when you arrived?
It's spitting a bit.
Hope it clears up. I meant to be playing tennis this evening.
Well, they said on the news
this
it was going to clear...
This 12 now. Just knock and wait.
Oh. Right. Thanks a lot.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Pike.
Oh?
Yeah, nurse told me to come here.
I see. Well, you'd better close the door and come in. Sit down. Got your green card?
No, the nurse took it. Reckon it was screwed up or something.
Or something. Well, you'd better have a fresh one then. Don't bother filling it in. I'll do that afterwards. Just sign your name at the bottom. Where it says signature.
Yeah.
Here. Use my pen.
Oh, right.
Good. Well done. Now then.
It doesn't commit me, does it? I mean...
It doesn't commit you to a thing. It's simply a statement of intent. All you're agreeing to do is play ball. If you play ball with us, we'll play ball with you, okay?
Yeah.
Revolting expression, I know, but it does seem to sum up the situation. I mean, obviously we don't want to waste one another's time, do we?
I suppose not.
Good. Excellent. You see, Mr...
Pike. Mr. Pike.
Quite. We do get quite a number of applicants who are only semi-serious. They say they want to be gentled away, but come crunch time, they shy away. People like that are a nuisance, Mr. Pike.
Yeah, they must be. I mean, wasting public money and that.
Exactly. All this comes out of your national insurance contribution.
That's right, Doctor.
I'm not actually a doctor.
Oh. You're a student, then?
No. I'm what's known as a counsellor. Your counsellor.
Not a male nurse, are you?
Heavens, no. I'm, as I said, a counsellor. I'm here to advise you.
Advise me? What about?
Oh, any problems that might arise.
Such as?
Well, backtracking is one problem.
Backtracking?
You see, Mr. Pike, applied euthanasia is still a very new science.
We're having our share of teething troubles, the same as any new enterprise. So, you see...
How old are you? I mean, look, there's nothing personal, but I'd rather see an older man. Somebody with more experience in life.
Well, you're perfectly entitled to see somebody else if you prefer. The thing is, if you do ask to see another counsellor, it doesn't look too good on my record.
Oh.
Not that that matters one iota. It's just that... Look, Mr. Pike, don't decide right away.
You do for the boot, then. Is that it? I mean, you got to get a bullet.
Certainly not. I'm an established civil servant.
Holy, what are you worried about?
I've got my career to think of. You wouldn't want me to block my copybook, would you?
Oh, well, all right, then. I'll carry on with you for the time being.
Oh, good. I am glad.
Can we get on with the counselling?
Sure. What's the problem? I read your file. It all seems perfectly straightforward to me. You're 58 years old, you've got a history of ill health, and quite simply, you've had enough, right?
You've dismissed me and all I stand for in one sentence.
You feel there's more to say? Something I've missed?
Well, I'm not rubbish, you know.
Of course not.
I'm a human being. Oh, and I may not amount to much.
No.
I mean, I'm not a doctor or a businessman or even a skilled tradesman. I've never had the training, you see. It's not my fault I'm a rub-out, is it?
Most certainly not. However, we are not here to apportion blame or measure failure. We're here to put a stop to what for you has become an unacceptable experience. Well, there's no earthly reason why you should feel guilty or inadequate about wishing to be eased out of what has become a tormenting, disgusting, or even boring existence. Look, I don't know if you've seen our latest leaflet, It's Your Life.
No.
Anyway, take a copy and read it through.
Oh.
I think you'll find it'll answer most of your questions.
Well, according to the Bible...
The Bible. If God were opposed to euthanasia, he'd never have given us the means of destroying ourselves. Cigarette?
Oh, Tom. Oh, well, that's better. I was dying for a fag.
Let me know when you're ready.
Hey?
When you're ready to sign the blue form, the form of consent, to receive your primary injection, your PI, as we call it.
What does that do, the PI?
It makes you feel delightfully sleepy.
Oh, yeah?
One feels as though one were simply floating away.
Will I be alone?
Only if you wish to be. You can have your nurse with you, or your counsellor. You can even have a priest if there's one available and willing. They're not all willing, of course.
You say I can have a nurse?
Sure. You know the girl who brought you to the door? You can have her. She's always willing to sit in with an applicant.
Could I have my son to sit with me?
Sorry, against the rules. You see, Mr. Pike, in our experience, relatives often cause trouble. If they start getting sentimental, then that can upset the patient, and that leads to backtracking.
How? I'm scared.
Don't be. You won't feel a thing. Oh, still raining. This summer's been a total disaster. It's just like falling asleep.
Look, maybe I'm not really ill at all. Maybe it's all in the mind.
Hardly.
Well, you're not a doctor. How do you know?
It's all in the file. Look, you're continually off work with something or other.
Well, it's because I'm a skiver. I'm not ill. I'm just a skiver.
And why do you think that you're a skiver? Why is it, do you think, that you're a total rub-out? Your words, not mine. I don't want to be harsh, Mr. Pike, but your application to be gentled away is the first responsible thing you've done for many a long year. It's something to look back on, something to be proud of, I mean. You know what the Bible says.
No. Remind me.
Greater love hath no man than he should lay down his life for another. Or words to that effect. Look, here's a blue form. Just read it through, then have a think about it. Take your time. I've just got to slip out for a moment. Be back in a flash. Press the buzzer if you want, nurse.
Todd.
Oh, hello, nurse.
How are you making out with Mr. Pike?
Oh, so-so. Hope the weather clears up. I just feel like a couple of sets of tennis, a few drinks, then back to your place.
Keep your voice down.
Oh, sorry, I was forgetting. In the midst of death, we are
yes,
in...
Yes, all right. Look, now you see that couple through there?
Hmm? The male moron with the sexy, hard-faced blonde. The two swilling their free drinks.
Yes, Pike's son and daughter-in-law. Well,
I know. You want me to give them the spiel.
They're supposed to go out of here feeling humane, decent and courageous.
What? You've learnt the handbook off by heart. Okay, I'll wander over.
Todd?
Hmm?
Do you honestly think that what we do is right?
It's the law of the land. Are you trying to be cute?
I was trained to save life.
You were trained to alleviate suffering. Our Mr. Pike feels useful. Noble, even, for the first time in God knows how many years. You wouldn't want to take that feeling away from him, would you?
You really believe that, don't you? I wish I was as sure. You've got no respect for life, Todd.
It's because I respect life that I can take part in terminating it. Life's great. Oh, I'm not knocking it. I just happen to think that it can last too long, deteriorate into a kind of bad habit. Look, I want you to go and sweet-talk Pike. Try some poetry on him, you know, the sort of thing. Full many a time have I been half in love with easeful death.
Only half, Todd. I'll see what I can do.
Good girl. Now for the next of kin.
Mr. and Mrs. Pike. How do you do? My name's Todd. I'm taking care of your father. Let's all sit down over here, shall we?
That's better. I'm worried about Dad. I was just saying to
Sue
here...
We've been all through that, Rob. Don't you take no notice of him, Mr. Todd.
Oh, Mrs. Pike, I must. It's my duty, statutory and moral. Mr. Pike?
Well, what I mean is... He's my dad and that. I mean, we don't want him to think... He isn't wanted, that we only want to get our hands on the grant.
You're viewing this from the wrong angle. Try seeing it from your father's viewpoint. A, he wants to make himself useful. I hope you won't try to rob him of that satisfaction.
No.
And B, he hasn't applied to be gentled away because he feels unwanted. A recent survey has shown that nearly 40% of all men over 55 felt they had had enough. Unfortunately, we can't cope with everybody who feels that way. I only wish we could. Actually, your father's jolly lucky to get in as soon as he has.
There you are, Rob. Trust your dad to jump the queue. Rob!
You'll have to excuse me.
Rob, you come back here. Rob!
Let him go, Mrs. Pike. He'll feel better once he's got it out of his system.
Oh, I hope so. He's behaving like a big, soft kid. Has Dad signed his blue card yet?
Not yet, Mrs. Pike, but I'm sure he will. I think I'd better have a quick word with Nurse about it. Would you excuse me for a moment while I check his status? Oh, if you feel like another drink, just signal to one of the girls.
There now, Mr. Pike, are you comfy?
Oh, yes, Tom. I'm glad you're with me. I didn't want that Mr. Todd fella. He told me I was rubbish.
Oh, I'm sure he
did. Oh, yes, he did. Wouldn't sign no blue form for him. I'll sign it for you, though, nurse.
Don't sign it unless you want to.
I might as well. Never was one to overstay me welcome. You think I'm scared, don't you? Not me. I used to do a bit of boxing one time. Will it hurt?
Or the injection? Oh, good heavens, no. Just a prick, that's all.
Oh. Okay. Here goes, then. Reginald. Pike.
Thank you. Now, I'll just roll up your sleeve a little. Reg. There. All done. That didn't hurt, did it?
Didn't feel a thing.
Now, soon you'll start to feel drowsy. Then you'll fall asleep,
And in a little while, you'll wake up feeling totally relaxed and happy. Then you can have a chat with your son over the intercom.
Oh, say goodbye, Annette.
Oh, you'll know what to say when the time comes, Reg. Trust me.
Yeah. I do trust you, nurse. I trust you with me life.
Just think of a beautiful garden in summer. You're looking up at the sky. It's a flawless blue. Think of the colour blue. Think of peace.
Just popped in to make sure he'd signed his blue card. Okay.
Dead to the world.
Good work. I thought he was going to backtrack, but you seem to have handled him beautifully. This is great. If we have an average day tomorrow, we'll top last month's figures. That'll make us about 20% up on last June. Yes. Yes, he's obviously reacting well to the primary jab, so we shouldn't have any trouble getting him to accept the finaliser. Do you want me to do that, by the way, or would you care to have a go?
No, I'll do it. I've got to get used to it, so
right.
I suppose...
The more finalising you do, the easier it becomes. The first 10 are the worst, believe me. After that, you don't feel a thing. And, of course, when you have notched up 10, they move you on to the A salary grade. The extra 3 days annual leave is well worth having. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Good. Look, one small point... When Pike comes round again, don't sort of hang about, will you?
Well, I'll have to follow the regulations.
Listen, honey, I've one or two practical problems out there in reception.
What do you mean?
I mean, the sun's playing up.
Well, you better go and calm him down before he goes in the booth.
I don't want him to go in the booth at all.
He's got to speak to his father, Todd.
No, got to, about it. Listen to me, will you? The sun's maudlin drunk. God knows why they serve alcohol to next of kin, but that's policy for you, and we have to live with the consequences. I want you to give Pike his S.I. the moment he comes round.
If he agrees.
If he agrees, of course.
Look, patient stirring. You better tell his son. Now, can you have him ready and standing by in about 5 minutes?
I have just told you. We're not going to bother with all that.
Todd!
Regulation 26. Before the secondary injection is administered, the responsible officer shall advise the patient that he may communicate with his next of kin. He means the responsible officer, i.e. me. I'll communicate with his son.
It doesn't mean that at all. It means that Mr. Pike has the right to say goodbye to his son if he wants to. You know it does.
The regulation was deliberately drafted like that. The ambiguity is intentional.
No.
My dear child, I know. The assistant director himself... told me so the first day I came. Regulations are made to be interpreted in the light of facts. Everyone knows that.
You're twisting the words to suit yourself.
Listen, I haven't got time to argue with you. If we allow his son on the intercom, he'll foul the whole thing up. We'll be here hours. By the time we get out, it'll be too late to get a court. Just leave everything to me.
Well, is he okay?
He's gone.
Huh? Gone? What do you mean, gone?
He was eased away just a few minutes ago.
He can't have been. We were supposed to say goodbye.
Oh.
Your father wanted it this way. No fuss, no goodbyes.
Oh, cool. What have we done?
You've done the right thing, both of you.
You shut up. I wasn't talking to you. So what have we...
It's all right, Mrs. Pike. I understand.
Understand? You... Oh, that's a laugh. You don't understand nothing, you murdering dick.
He doesn't know what he's saying. Come on, Rob. Pull yourself together. Let's get home, shall we?
I don't want to go home. I want to go to Dad's.
Okay, Rob, if that's what you want, you go and sit in the car while I get things sorted out with Mr. Toddy. It won't be long.
The exit documentation does, in fact, take a little time. You should really wait for it. There are a couple of papers for you to sign, including the receipt for the grant. That is?
Yeah, well, you've seen for yourself how upset Rob is. Can't we call round another day? After the cremation, like?
tricky. Going by the book, all the paperwork should be cleared up within 24 hours of termination. The other snag is that because your father-in-law elected to use our own facilities, the actual cremation is rather awkwardly timed for 0300 hours the day after tomorrow.
What?
It's all there in the leaflet, Mrs. Pike. Second to last page, final paragraph. The thing is that for administrative reasons, the exit documentation accompanies the remains up to the point of cremation, after which it goes to central records in Glasgow.
Look, I can't leave Rob all by himself now. We'll sign all the papers when we come for the cremation.
Oh, yes, that'll be okay. Do you know Wiltshire at all, Mrs. Pike?
Wiltshire? But I thought...
Wonderful spot. Much, much nicer than Golders Green or any other crematorium in the London area. First-rate facilities. They say you can hear nightingales in the woods there. Of course, I realise that 3 in the morning does raise certain problems.
Let's see. Wiltshire. At 3 in the morning?
Yes. Look... If you really can't make it, you can do it through the post. It just takes longer, that's all, and costs a bit more money. Taxpayers' money, that is. What happens is this. We post the remains, the ashes, that is, to your home address.
To what?
Registered post to your home address or to any other address in the UK.
You mean in an envelope?
Well, it is, I suppose, a sort of envelope, basically. But it's made of tin foil, and your father-in-law's name will be written on the label by one of our tame calligraphers, together with a short message from the minister, and personally signed by him.
I'm not having anything like that. Rob would never stand for it. Of all the...
All right, all right. There is an alternative. You can have the urn.
Well, that sounds better.
Endurable polystyrene.
Don't you people have any feelings?
Well, it is the emergency procedure. We rather do expect people to hang on here for their exit documentation. If they can't, or won't, then the postal procedure operates. Ashes by post, exit documentation by post from central records as soon as they've been microfilmed.
I want to see the person in charge.
Come now, Mrs. Pye.
You heard what I said. The head man. I want to see him.
Look, tell you what I'll do. I'll bring the papers round to your home address personally this afternoon. Where is it you live?
Camberwell. You should have the address.
Of course. Your name and address will be on the file as next of kin. Will you be in until, say, 5?
No, we'll still be at Dad's place. I think Rob will want to stay there tonight, do a bit of clearing up.
Sure. Well, he lived just the other side of Blackfriars Bridge, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I'm playing tennis at some club near Camberwell this evening, so it'll be on my way. See you later this afternoon, then.
All right. Sorry if I... got a bit stroppy, but...
I understand, Mrs. Pike.
Goodbye till later on, then, and thanks for all your trouble. Here, get this inside you. Make you feel better.
Carla, sorry about the carry-on at the clinic.
Well, it's not every day you lose your dad, is it?
First time I've cried since Mum died. She held Dad standing there with his eyes streaming, staring down into the grave. It was a freezing cold day. Yeah, I wonder what a cremation will be like.
Got a bit of bad news for you there, Rob. Mr. Todd reckoned the crematorium was down Wiltshire way.
Huh?
You see, if you have the state funeral, you have to go where they say.
Wiltshire? But I
yeah,
thought
same
it was...
Here. It's all in that leaflet they gave us. And another thing you're not going to like... It's at 3 in the morning.
3 in the morning? But Jesus, what kind of time is that?
Well, they choose the time, too.
The time? The venue? The bloody lot? They'll be choosing the poor sodding applicants next. We want 3 volunteers. We'll have you, you, and you, and bring your wives and kids along, and we'll do them, too.
You shouldn't talk that way, Rob. After all, it's for the good of the nation, making way for the future and that.
Yeah, you've been watching too many of them telecommercials.
Well, not the only one, am I? You took it all in. You and Dad?
Yeah, well, more fool us. The old Union Jack going down the flagpole, the sunset over the hills, the baby chuckling away in its cot. Dear God, they certainly know how to do it.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Oh, there you go again. They've got the lot of us parroting their slogan. It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Listen, Rob, you've got to try and think positively. Yeah, I know that. It's another of their slogans. But that doesn't mean it's not true, does it?
Look at the pluses. A brand new townhouse on a landscaped estate out in Kent.
Stop it.
You can say that now, but just you wait till you're living there. Everything worth anything costs someone something.
Something? Sue, it cost Dad everything he got. What little he had, he'd give it up.
I'll get it. Might be Mr. Todd with the papers. Hello, Mr. Todd. You're early. I wasn't expecting you so soon.
Hello again.
Oh, come into the front room. We're just having a cup of tea. I'll just get another cup.
No, thanks. I'm in a bit of a rush, actually.
What's happened? Something's happened, hasn't it?
Look, there's been a snag.
I knew it. A cock-up, right?
Rob?
No, shut up, Sue. There's been a cock-up.
The fact of the matter is, we couldn't go through with it.
You mean Dad's...
I'm afraid so. It seems he smuggled half a bottle of whiskey into the clinic and drank the lot while he was waiting for his finaliser. The secondary injection, that is.
He's alive?
We had no option but to postpone it. Alcohol negatives consent. Also, on top of the injection, it results in vomiting, so...
Where is he, then? Is he all right?
I told him to wait in the car while I put you two in the picture. None of this would have happened if he'd been properly searched. If one hasn't the staff, one can't observe the procedure in toto. One cuts corners with unfortunate results.
Dad!
Dad?
I did tell Nurse to keep him in the car and to... I really can't apologise enough. I'll have to speak to her about this.
That was You Don't Feel a Thing by David Marshall, with John Hollis as Reginald Pike, Sandra Clark as Sue, John Bull as Rob, Andrew Branch as Todd, and Karen Archer as Nurse. The play was directed by Richard Wortley.